Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Local and European elections are just around the corner, but what's it like being out and about canvassing? Well, I was out with Mick Nugent, who's a Sinn Féin councillor in Cork, just last week. But this week I went out with another candidate from Fine Gael in Dublin to find out about the issues on the door.
My name is Emma Blaine and I am running in the Pembroke area of Dublin Bay South in these local elections. I'm currently a councillor under Leary Rathdown County Council and it's my first time standing for Dublin City Council.
Is it a different challenge canvassing in a different area? I know, albeit this is sort of your home constituency, but does it present a different challenge?
Completely. It's like starting again. So I've been canvassing for months now. I think there's a tendency, especially on councils, that if you're elected, you kind of stay there and you build up your base and you're there for as long as the people will have you. So taking this risk is a risk for me, but it's something that I've really, really enjoyed. I'm familiar with all the roads and the streets and some of the people that have been here since I was a kid. So it's really, really rewarding in that way. But it's also a huge challenge and it's a nerve-wracking one as well.
Yeah. So we're here on a Monday evening. We're just at the Beechwood Lewis stop is literally just a stone's throw from us here at the moment. So this is kind of, I suppose, the tea time rush or dinner time. People are coming home from work now.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll probably see people trying to put their kids to bed and have their dinner and organise themselves for the next day, which is what I'd be doing if I was at home. But so either people will be receptive of us or they'll want to talk another day. But either way, you know, it's just about getting to meet as many people as possible now at this stage of the campaign.
What's the engagement like on the doors? Do people engage? Do they want to chat? Is it issues based? Do people care?
They do care. They definitely care. They care about local issues in particular.
I know Emma since she was a little girl, yes, and I am fighting for the post office in Rathmines. They should not close it. I'm 85, I can't get further than the end of the road. I can't be expecting people to go miles away to collect my pension. I'm not computerised, I don't have anything, only a tiny little phone, so I've no way of getting my pension. If I went into the bank, I can't get out and get it. So that's my main argument. Yeah. I got the paths done myself by ringing up and fighting about it because we would have fallen
fair
both
play.
Our ankles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope Emma does very well. I'm backing her to the hill.
How serious or tense or stressful is a canvass as a candidate?
Generally, I love it. It's my favourite part of this job is going on the canvass because I have such a fun team, like Deirdre, Layla and Jim, who are here with me tonight. We have such a laugh in between houses. Obviously, there are serious issues that come up on the doors, but they keep me happy and smiling. And we have something happens every day that gives us a laugh. So it's really important to have that to keep you going.
How many kilometres do you reckon you've walked at this stage?
I turned off the step thingamajig because I just couldn't keep count. But I know one day in a couple of hours I did 7 and a bit kilometres, and that's because the steps to the house were so high on that road. But yeah, it's keeping me fit, and Coke Zero and Tic Tacs and water doing the rest.
Yeah, is that the canvass survival kit?
The canvass survival kit is hand sanitizer. I think us candidates are probably keeping the hand sanitizing business in the green, and then we've got Coke Zero always in the car, water always in the car, but you can't have too much water before a canvass because that could be a problem. And then Tic Tacs and maybe a bit of chocolate if it's not too warm outside.
Yeah.
Important thing.
Have you had many canvassers at the doors, or?
Do you know, a few leaflets, but I'm not home much. I've been very busy, so yeah.
Yeah.
I'm your first
canvasser. Lovely. Yeah. Well, that's a privilege.
Face to face. Are there like key issues for you? Are there things you'd like to see addressed, or?
Like, definitely, the housing situation is not good enough. The homelessness has not been addressed. Like, really, people need to be looked after, and I just can't vote for Fine Gael. I'm sorry, but it's not good enough for a country that's supposed to be, you know, developed. You know, it's really not good enough, the current situation at the moment for people.
So the housing's a big issue for you, really?
Huge. So I just can't, you know.
Okay.
Because
it's a big challenge. Yeah. It's a big challenge, and we're making significant progress, but I do appreciate, and the Taoiseach appreciates, it's not good enough at the moment, but We are making, there's been more commencements this year so far than the whole of last year.
Yeah.
We're delivering more social homes. We're building more affordable homes all over the city. But the challenge is getting the people to build them is one thing, and finding the land as well. So look, it's
a perfect storm as well.
Exactly. So
I know it's challenging.
Yeah.
And I really hope Fianna Fáil are taking it seriously.
People have their frustrations, you know, and it's if they tell you they're not going to vote for you, absolutely respect that. And
is that helpful to know that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's helpful to have people's concerns and to be able to bring them back, and it's also helpful for us to be able to reassure them in some ways that, you know, we are doing what we can do, we are making progress. Like that lady said, she hadn't had a canvasser called to her before, so she hadn't had a candidate, so maybe she hasn't had the opportunity to have that conversation with somebody. Sometimes it's just easy to read the headlines and, you know, not know the details, so it's an opportunity for my canvassers to have that engagement with them on the doors.
You have the troops here with you, in the pink coats with the branding, yeah, across them. Is it hard to get people out, you know, to come out and knock doors with you?
I've been really, really lucky, so lucky. We have a brilliant membership here in Dublin Bay South of Fine Gael. So they've come out in the morning and the night time. I have a good group of friends as well, and my mum and my mum's friends. So I've never been stuck. Everybody's happy to come out, and everybody has a smile on their face when they do it, so I can't ask for any more, really.
Jim, you're canvassing with Emma tonight.
What
makes a good canvass?
A good canvass, again, is when you go to the door, is to be able to engage with the person, for example, whether it's the weather, the flowers, the dog, the children, whatever it is. Again, I think if you engage with the person in the beginning, then that makes it much easier afterwards to sort of move around to talk about politics. And a lot want to talk about politics, some don't.
Do you find in this canvass in particular, do people engage? Are they policy and issue minded? Do they want to talk about that?
Okay, and this is a straightforward answer to that. Before this canvas, before the canvassing, I was kind of dreading it, to be honest with you. I said, we're 13 years in power, we're bound to get it hot and heavy on the doorstep. You get it in a few doors, but then a lot of support in other doors. So it's not nearly as negative as I thought it would have been in relation recently to the immigration. That is coming up in doors.
What are the key areas here, or the key issues, I should say, here for you?
It's very disappointing the way people won't accept migrants. I don't think Ireland's full at all. I think we need migrants, and we need plenty of them, and they should be allowed to work. And I think there's plenty of empty places to live, like derelict buildings. And as soon as you move outside Dublin, there's any number of derelict buildings. So in my view, the government needs to repurpose all the buildings and plenty of space. And I think it's disgraceful the way it's all hyped up against migrants. I really do. The government needs to go out and sell the need for migrants.
And in fact, more than that, we need to think about Irish history, what we've done for hundreds of years in terms of going to other countries. So we need to remember our history. We should be welcoming people in.
Yeah, welcoming. We should be welcoming.
Well, I suppose I think more globally than locally, I would have to say. In one sense, yes, in one sense, no. But, I mean, homelessness would be a big issue because obviously a lot of us have young kids that are, you know, trying to get on the housing market and having to hope and can't even rent a property, you know. It's very, very difficult, you know. Housing and homelessness would be a big issue. And I suppose looking after the immigrants then as well, you know, I would have a big concern about that people are treated fairly. And, you know, I mean, we've been treated fairly all over the world, so I wouldn't like to see people come here and be treated unjustly, you know. I'm not saying we should open our doors to everybody, you know, obviously there's a limit to how many people we can take in, but I'd like us to do our bit, you know. So
okay.
I would vote for somebody who would have those kind of principles, you know.
How has the canvass been going at this stage?
It's been going well. I think there's been a really good reception on the doors. I think people have been really appreciative, and they're very politically tuned in, I think, in Dublin Bay South. So they are aware of what the government has been doing, and they're aware of what their local councillors have been doing. And I think they appreciate that as a woman I'm standing here and bringing that experience. They want to see a new voice, but they also want to see experience. I think when it comes to the 6th, of June and the Even Polling Day, I can genuinely, with my hand on my heart, say that I've left everything on the pitch. I don't think I will have left any door unknocked. I have put everything into this.
It's something I really want to do. I think I have a lot to bring to this area. So all I can do is hope that people come out and vote for me, and I'll have no regrets because it's something that I love to do and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.